Conference ID 4605839. Welcome to the rebroadcast of the AMG Earnings Conference Call for Q4 2012, chaired by Joanne DeLuzio, originally held on Tuesday the 19th of March 2013 at 8:30 a.m. Central European Time.
And welcome to AMG's fourth quarter 2012 earnings call. Joining me on the call today are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Bill Levy, the Chief Financial Officer. AMG's fourth quarter 2012 earnings press release issued this morning is posted on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the fourth quarter 2012 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Mr. Levy will review AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on the market and strategy. We will then open the call to take your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. This conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group NV. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts, but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, strategies, future events, future revenues, performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths and weaknesses, plans or goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position, and future operations and development, AMG's business strategy, and the trends AMG anticipates in the industries and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and similar expressions and the negatives thereof are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that the predictions, forecasts, projections, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statement contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jonathan. Welcome to the fourth quarter 2012 AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group Earnings Conference Call. During the fourth quarter 2012, AMG generated $275 million in revenue, an 11% decrease from the fourth quarter 2011, and $17.7 million of EBITDA, a 29% decrease from the fourth quarter of 2011. Mr. Levy will describe AMG's financial results in more detail. AMG has recently executed on a number of initiatives to simplify our structure and reduce costs. And that includes the completion of the merger between AMG's subsidiary, AMG Mining AG, and Graphit Kropfmühl AG. AMG completed the squeeze-out of the GK minority shareholders in return for a cash compensation of Euro 32 per share. AMG owned 100% of GK effective on October 22, 2012. AMG's weighted average price for the entire purchase of GK was approximately 20 euros per share. AMG is now consolidating all mining activities in AMG Mining under the leadership of Mr. Hoy Frakes. AMG also consolidated its global aluminum operations into a centralized unit, AMG Aluminum, consisting of AMG Aluminum North America, AMG Aluminum UK, and the aluminum activities of LSM Brazil, under the leadership of Mr. Julian Christner. I would now like to pass the floor on to Mr. Levy.
Thank you, Mike. AMG's revenue decreased 11% to $275.2 million in the fourth quarter 2012 from $308.6 million in the fourth quarter 2011. The net loss attributable to shareholders for the fourth quarter 2012 was $3.5 million, or a loss of 13 cents per fully diluted share. This was a 73% increase from 47 cents loss in the fourth quarter 2011. EBITDA for the fourth quarter 2012 decreased 29% to $17.7 million from $24.8 million in the same period in 2011. AMG's full-year 2012 revenue decreased 10% to $1.22 billion from $1.35 billion in 2011. Full-year 2012 EBITDA decreased 23% to $84.8 million from $110.1 million in 2011. AMG's net income attributable to shareholders for 2012 was $2.4 million, or 9 cents per fully diluted share, a 54% decrease from 2011. I will now discuss AMG's fourth quarter results for our three reporting segments, beginning with Advanced Materials. The Advanced Materials Division fourth quarter 2012 revenue decreased 12% to $174 million from $198.7 million in 2011. The decrease in revenue was primarily the result of a 30% decrease in ferrovanadium revenue and a 26% decrease in chrome products revenue, partially offset by a 61% increase in tantalum revenue compared to the fourth quarter 2011. AMG experienced a decline in volumes across most products, including notable decreases in ferrovanadium of 30%, chrome of 18%, and antimony of 11%. Gross profit for the Advanced Materials Division was $23.4 million, or 13% of revenue in the fourth quarter 2012, compared to $19.2 million, or 10% of revenue in 2011. The increase in the fourth quarter 2012 gross profit was a result of cost improvements and product rationalization in aluminum master alloys, cost improvements in ferrovanadium, and an increase in tantalum pricing. EBITDA increased to $10 million, or 6% of revenue in the fourth quarter of 2012, from $6 million in the fourth quarter of 2011. The 66% increase in EBITDA was a result of a $4.2 million increase in gross profit and a $1.2 million decrease in personnel expense, slightly offset by a $500,000 decrease in the impact of foreign currency. The division's SG&A expense decreased 6% quarter over quarter, primarily due to the decline in personnel costs. I will now discuss the Engineering Systems Division. The Engineering Systems Division had an order backlog of $165.3 million at December 31st, 2012, a 2% increase compared to the backlog of $162.2 million as of September 30, 2012. Order intake for the quarter was $67.8 million, resulting in a book-to-bill ratio of 0.98 times. The Engineering Systems Division's fourth quarter 2012 revenue decreased 5% to $69.2 million from $72.9 million in 2011. The decrease in revenue was caused primarily by decreases of 91% in solar silicon furnace sales and 27% in heat treatment furnaces, partially offset by a 32% increase in casting and sintering furnace systems. Gross profit for the Engineering Systems Division was $16.2 million, or 23% of revenue in the fourth quarter 2012, as compared to $21.8 million, or 30% of revenue in the fourth quarter 2011. The decline in the fourth quarter 2012 gross profit was caused by lower revenues resulting in lower economies of scale and unfavorable product mix. EBITDA decreased to $7.2 million, or 10% of revenue, in the fourth quarter 2012 from $11.8 million in 2011. The 39% decline in EBITDA was a result of the $5.6 million decrease in gross profit, which was slightly offset by a $1.5 million or an 11% decrease in SG&A, primarily due to reduction in personnel costs. I'll now discuss Graphy Crop Mule. Graphic Crop Mills fourth quarter 2012 revenue decreased 14% to $31.9 million from $37 million in 2011. Silicon metal revenue decreased 20% due to a 46% decline in volumes, slightly offset by a favorable shift in average selling price. Natural graphite revenue decreased 2% or $300,000, primarily because of a decline in the average selling price. Gross profit for GK was $1.8 million or 6% of revenue in the fourth quarter of 2012, compared to $9.5 million or 26% of revenue in 2011. Lower shipments of silicon metal and lower prices for natural graphite products caused the gross margin decrease. EBITDA decreased to $500,000 or 2% of revenue in the fourth quarter of 2012 from $7 million in 2011. The 93% decline in EBITDA was a result of the decrease in gross profit and the increase in SG&A, primarily related to merger and restructuring expenses. Before I discuss corporate items, a note on AMG's reporting structure going forward. With the completion of the merger between AMG and GK, the fourth quarter 2012 is the final quarter for which AMG reports GK's revenue and profits as a separate segment. Beginning with quarter one, 2013, AMG will report two new segments, AMG Mining and AMG Processing. AMG Mining will include the GK businesses, the antimony operations, and the tantalum mine in Brazil. AMG Processing will include the former conversion activities of AMG Advanced Materials. Going forward, AMG will allocate corporate costs in the following manner: 45% to AMG Processing, 30% to AMG Engineering, and 25% to AMG Mining. Next, I'd like to cover consolidated group SG&A. The company's SG&A is primarily comprised of employment costs and professional fees. Consolidated SG&A decreased to $34 million in the fourth quarter 2012, compared to $42.5 million in 2011. The $8.5 million, or 20% decrease in SG&A expense, was primarily due to the absence of a $7.5 million non-cash charge that occurred in 2011 for the write-down of assets related to Tomenco, and a 2.7% decrease in compensation expense and professional fees. I'd like to now cover finance cost and taxation. Net finance costs for the quarter, fourth quarter 2012, were $8.6 million, up $2.4 million from 2011. This increase was primarily the result of higher average debt levels. In the fourth quarter 2012, AMG incurred a $2 million income tax expense. AMG's full year 2012 tax rate was 99%. AMG's unacceptably high 2012 effective tax rate is due to a significant portion of restructuring and asset impairment expenses for which a tax benefit cannot be booked. Excluding these non-recurring, non-deductible expenses, the effective tax rate would have been 40%. AMG anticipates that 2013 effective tax rate will be in the range of 36 to 40%. Moving to operating profit and earnings per share, AMG's operating profit decreased 59% to $4.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2012 from $9.8 million in 2011. AMG's loss per fully diluted share for the fourth quarter of 2012 was 13 cents, which corresponds to $3.5 million in net loss attributable to shareholders. This is a 73% increase from the loss of 47 cents per fully diluted share, or 13.2 million net loss attributable to shareholders in 2011. I'd like to make some comments on the full year operating profit. AMG's full year 2012 operating profit was $34.3 million, and includes non-recurring items which are not included in the calculation of the EBITDA. These items are comprised of income and expense items that, in the view of management, do not arise in the normal course of business, and items that, because of their nature and or their size, should be presented separately to enable better analysis of the results. Non-recurring items include asset impairment expenses related to certain engineering system businesses totaling $9.9 million, $6.2 million restructuring expenses primarily related to severance for executives in the mining and aluminum operations, and $1.8 million in environmental expenses. I'd now like to make some comments on capital expenditures. AMG invested $14.2 million in capital projects during the fourth quarter of 2012. This was comprised primarily of $3.7 million for the expansion of the ferrovanadium spent catalyst recycling facility, $3.3 million in expenditures to upgrade GK silicon metal electric arc furnaces and expand the graphite processing capacity at GK, and $1 million for the Brazilian tantalum mine, and $5.8 million of maintenance capital investment. I'd now like to make some comments on liquidity. AMG had a net debt position of $194.2 million as of the end of December 2012, a $4.3 million reduction in net debt from September 30, 2012. For the full year 2012, the company's net debt increased $5.2 million due to $48.1 million in capital investment, $18.6 million of net cash interest payments, $15.3 million in graphite crop meal share purchases, $12.6 million of cash tax payments, $3.1 million for severance and other restructuring payments, reduced by our EBITDA of $84.8 million, and a 9.9% decrease in working capital and provisions. The 9.9 million working capital decrease during 2012 was primarily due to a 17.7 million decrease in inventory, offset by 8.4 million increase in other current assets. AMG had 63 days in working capital as of December 2012, down slightly from 65 days at December 2011. The company's debt to total capitalization ratio was 0.59 times, and the net debt to last 12 months EBITDA was 2.29 times as of December 31st, 2012. Including the $121.6 million of cash, AMG had $172.4 million of total liquidity as of 12/31/2012. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes my comments on the financial statements for the fourth quarter of 2012. I'd now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, our Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Bill. During the fourth quarter, the economic contraction in Europe, combined with customer initiatives to reduce inventory levels, significantly impacted AMG's results. This was particularly evident in December. This resulted in revenue and earnings below our expectations. However, we continued to focus on cost reduction initiatives to improve operating performance and generate positive cash flow. Our initial cost reduction goal is to reduce SG&A by 5% company-wide in 2013. We have made progress on that during the fourth quarter of 2012 and expect to reach or exceed that goal in 2013. The second operational initiative is a reduction in working capital. We made progress on this goal in the fourth quarter, reducing working capital by $9.9 million. AMG also reevaluated a number of capital investment projects and reduced capital expenditures, spending $8 million less than forecast in the fourth quarter. The net impact of these three initiatives helped generate $32.1 million of operating cash flow in the fourth quarter and $65.6 million for the full year. This is a positive start to our goal to generate cash and reduce net debt. In regard to specific operations, AMG Vanadium commissioned a new roaster in the fourth quarter with the goal to increase spent catalyst processing capacity and increase ferrovanadium production by approximately one-third. The roaster will ramp up production during 2013. In the engineering division, the management team is continuing to evaluate the business model, and we intend to implement changes to the business during the first half of 2013. The AMG mining team is nearing completion of the current drilling program at the antimony mine in Turkey, and the business continues to produce antimony ore. This ore is being concentrated in the mineral processing facility on site, which was completed during the fourth quarter 2012. We are progressing with additional geological and mineralogical studies and expect to produce 500 tons of antimony contained in concentrates and substantially improve cash flow from this business in 2013. The AMG mining team is integrating GK into the new AMG mining division, and we expect to generate material cost savings from taking GK private and merging it into AMG mining. Our top priority continues to be cost reduction and margin improvements to generate operating cash flow and reduce net debt. I would now like to pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. As Mr. Jackson just discussed, AMG is taking strategic and operational steps to improve earnings and cash flow during this period of economic uncertainty. A key strategic step is the reorganization of AMG's material science-based specialty metals businesses into three operating units based upon their core competency. Effective January 1, 2013, AMG split the Advanced Materials Division into AMG Processing and AMG Mining. The new mining segment includes our entire mine-based rare metal and material value chains, such as tantalum, antimony, and the graphite and silicon businesses. The key aspect of AMG Mining is upstream integration by the way of mine development. AMG Processing, which includes the balance of AMG's advanced materials business, contains our conversion activities such as purchasing and upgrading of high-performance materials. This segment includes aluminum alloys, ferrovanadium and related alloys, ferrotitanium, titanium alloys, and chrome metal. The key operational and strategic activity in AMG Processing is the effective purchase and sales decisions to manage pricing risk and operational efficiency. AMG's Engineering Systems Division is now referred to as AMG Engineering, and these three units will enable more effective and operational management and functional responsibility and increased reporting transparency. Each new business unit has a dedicated management team reporting to the Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Jackson. In regard to the current market situation, demand has improved slightly in the first quarter 2013. It remains to be seen if this is more of a reaction to the very weak demand late in 2012 or sustainable market growth. In regard to AMG Mining, the market outlook for tantalum continues to be strong, with supply shortages and industry consolidation driving price increases. AMG signed a long-term contract for its conflict-free tantalum in the fourth quarter of 2012 and will begin to deliver on that contract in mid-2013. This strategic contract secures tantalum sales for the medium term on a price level exceeding historical levels. That enables AMG to focus on operational improvements to reduce costs. After a very challenging fourth quarter, silicon metal and natural graphite production and volumes have rebounded slightly in 2013. We expect a slight improvement in market conditions for these products. Antimony market prices continued to decline in the fourth quarter, averaging $12,350 per ton, down 3% from the third quarter. This has continued into 2012, with prices declining 11% year-to-date compared to the fourth quarter 2012. This has led us to be more prudent in the development of the antimony mine in Turkey. We will continue to look for signs of a turnaround and use that as a guidance for the pace of mine development. In AMG processing, demand for aerospace alloys continues to be stable. Despite some market softness in the fourth quarter, we continue to expect long-term growth tied to the robust demand for more fuel-efficient commercial aircraft. At AMG Vanadium, the declining global steel demand impacted prices in the fourth quarter, but that trend has reversed somewhat in the first quarter 2013. Spot prices have increased 8% since the beginning of 2013. While it is not a significant increase, it's a positive sign. We anticipate growth in earnings and cash flow at this operation due to the increase in capacity as we bring on the new roaster facility. AMG's engineering backlog is stable, albeit below historical levels. We do not expect the alternative energy market to rebound in the near term. The aerospace market remains stable, and we are developing new niche vacuum technology applications for the growing electronics industry and the growing energy industry. AMG's heat treatment service facilities in Europe and North America are operating near or at capacity, and demand is forecast to remain strong. We are also evaluating the opportunity to expand this service offering in 2013. While we expect total engineering revenue to remain flat or improve slightly in 2013, we do anticipate an increase in cash flow and earnings due to operational improvements being implemented. In conclusion, we do not expect changes in the slow-growth global environment in 2013. Despite this situation, AMG is well positioned to increase revenue slightly. What is more important, however, is the focus on operational efficiency that will begin to work its way through the financial results. We anticipate improvements in operating profit, reductions in net debt, and increased net income in 2013. Operator, we would now like to begin questions and answers.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. The first question comes from Frank Klassen. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, good morning. Frank Klassen, Rabobank. Two questions, please. First of all, on the order intake at Engineering Systems. What can you say about that? Is the 70 million per quarter, is that a run rate which you expect going forward? And what are the main areas where the orders are coming from? Then secondly, on the CAPEX, what can we expect? What is the maintenance CAPEX for 2013? And what is the growth CAPEX? And what are the main areas you'll spend it on, please?
Let me first go to the order intake. The level you mentioned is sustainable, we believe. The main areas are high-performance steel. The high-performance steel sector is somewhat outside the very difficult trend in the general steel industry, and we have a very significant market position in that. There are also significant orders to be expected in aerospace-related fields, such as coatings, and in electronics and energy-related offerings. The heat treatment services is fast growing, but I didn't say it. But it's almost fast growing, and it is related to the superiority of our heat treatment technology, which enables the hardening of the surfaces in the small engines, which are now the big trend in the United States, in order to replace engines which do not meet anymore the miles per gallon target set by the government. So, in summary, the general judgment can be that the order, that the backlog has bottomed out, and we see upside potential here. However, there is still a dominating trend of delaying projects. Many of our customers still are very cautious in investment decisions, delaying projects, and the positive from that is that those projects mostly do not go away. They just wait. And we have, our objective is to trim the organization in such a way that we are a low-cost producer, able to be profitable and sustainable at a rather low order backlog level. So that's that. The CapEx, I would say.
Yeah, with regard to the CapEx, we're anticipating a spend of approximately $34 million for 2013. That's down quite a bit from the $48 million we spent in 2012. In terms of maintenance spend, it's in the range of 15 to 20, and the majority of that $34 million spend, which isn't maintenance, the growth CapEx, is being spent in our mining businesses.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Denis Lepatatou. Please proceed with your question.
Hello. Good morning. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit more about the decline in silicon metal, because it was quite substantial. Do you expect those volumes to be recovered in 2013, or that doesn't seem to be the case, first of all?
Well, the silicon metal prices have declined from their very high levels, and we believe that there is a pickup underway during the year, so we don't expect further declines.
No, but I was referring to the quantity that you mentioned, that 46% volume decline, which was mainly connected to a delay?
This is related to one particular customer who in the contract, in the delivery contract, have the right to ask for a certain postponement of deliveries, but those deliveries, of course, then will occur in 2013.
Okay. And can you give a bit more information on the antimony mining part, if you have a new plan connected to the ramp-up, or are you a bit in a wait-and-see mode, given the pricing level at the moment?
We have all reasons to be extremely careful in mine development, and the scrutiny applied here is high. This is a risky business. We're doing this by the book, as Eric has just explained. We are completing our very intensive geological assessment in the next few weeks and months, and then we will take the next step. We can be rather relaxed in this area because the supply line crisis which characterized 2010-11 has eased substantially. So we expect our antimony operation to be rather robust as regard to earnings performance.
Okay. But can you tell us whether you have a bit more visibility on the cost of mining per ton, or is that to be communicated when you finalize your studies?
That is related to the results of the detailed mine plan and geological studies, of course. So we would rather not right now.
Okay, I understand. And maybe one more question. I was wondering if you could tell us whether you will have to disclose the reserves, the estimated reserves in the mines once you start reporting the mining segment.
Yes, we will. We will start to report. We are going through a very, very significant assessment of all reserves, and that includes, of course, tantalum, graphite, and antimony properties. And we will start to report reserves in the way mining companies report that. And that will be starting this year. And we don't exactly know in which quarter we will start that, but we are all in preparatory mode to do a typical mining company-oriented reporting on research.
Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Philip DePaul. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have a number of questions. Let me start with SG&A. So I understood that the target remains to drop SG&A by 5% in 2013, and SG&A was roughly 34 million in the fourth quarter. Can I take 34 million minus 5% as an annualized SG&A number for the group, or how much is already in the fourth quarter number?
This is Eric Jackson. Let me just say that our full year EBITDA or SG&A was around 145.6 million, and that was lower than our forecast because of a lower number in the fourth quarter. And I think you can use a 5% reduction from that number for your 2013 number. A 5% reduction from the actual 2012 number.
Okay, that is very clear. Then on gross margins, because also there you have targets to improve gross margin per division. Is it possible to give us a bit of feeling what your targets are per division, or is that difficult to say right now?
I think that's difficult to say right now. However, we've made some progress in the last little while. I think a couple of examples are AMG Aluminum. Has focused, you'll see that actually our revenue in that business is down, but our margins are up as we focus on higher value-added products. And very similarly in antimony, where we have focused much more in the last 3 to 6 months on master alloys, master batches rather than antimony trioxide. So I don't think we want to give any guidance, in general, but of course that continues to be our objective to increase our operating margin.
Okay, and then on the working capital, so it's now 63 days for 2012. I wonder what your target is going forward in terms of improvement.
Well, that 63 days is a good number, and it's very difficult to give a specific target on working capital as we have a volatility in our critical material prices, which is really significant. And this is a direct parameter for the determination of what the working capital is. But 60 days is something which could characterize our future.
Okay, thank you very much. And looking at the aerospace businesses, it's one of the stronger activities. My question is: did you see any impact from the Boeing, the Dreamliner troubles so far?
No impact.
No impact. And you don't expect any impact also in 2013.
We have analyzed that subject, of course, and we know that. So it's never say never, but there is no impact on us. The supply structure of the 787 is unchanged, so we believe a solution of that problem will occur relatively swiftly. But no matter, we don't feel an impact on us.
Okay, very clear. And on one final question, I think, well, for my part, I'm happy with your focus on cash flow. You're also guiding for net debt to come down further in 2013. I was wondering if you could give me your thoughts on at what level would you feel comfortable enough to start paying some of that cash flow back to the shareholders, or i.e. when do you, at what level of leverage would you think that a dividend is imaginable?
We have, in fact, a very ambitious target to reduce debt. Now, that goes through all levels of the organization. That's margin orientation, that's working capital reduction, that is CapEx controls in a very tight way. We believe that the present debt level, which is slightly, it's hovering around 200, can be reduced further during the year. Now, this will not be a straight line. I mentioned price volatility and as one of the uncertainties here, but if we believe if we will reduce the net debt level this year. One way of formulating a target would be to say that we conventionally have voiced that we want to be below, so really below 2x EBITDA. We believe that when I look at the planned figures for EBITDA and the planned figures for net debt this year, then we will reach that target comfortably, subject to future. Future is uncertain, but we will reach that target comfortably. I don't know my English really.
That's it.
It's really, it's lousy, you know. Comfortably. Now, this is, of course, a way to delay my answer to your question on dividends, because I'm still trying to find an answer here. But let me say that the management board will give that. When we have reached the target levels comfortably, we will give a great deal of thought to your question.
Okay. Thank you very much for those questions and for these answers, sorry.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you, operator. That's all for the fourth quarter 2012 earnings call. We look forward to speaking to everyone again in May, when we will report our Q1 2013 earnings.